Chapter 1. Reese emerged from the shower and securely wrapped herself in a large fluffy towel. Turning to grab another towel for her hair, she caught sight of herself in the mirror above the sink. A tired face, intensified by the insistent glare from the harsh lighting, reflected back. Once vibrant blue, her eyes were now tired and dull. Long black hair plastered erratically against her slumped shoulders and sallow face. She sighed aloud, unhappy with her reflection. Trying on a few of her best smiles and striking her most confident poses, she eventually frowned at the woman in the mirror, unconvinced. Approaching footfalls broke her out of her perusal. Disgusted with herself, she plopped heavily onto the chaise lounge and continued to dry her hair. There was a slight tapping, followed by a quiet voice.
"Hey, you almost done?"
Reese bent her head between her knees to dry the underside of her thick hair, trying hard to recall the woman's name. "Well, at least I remember she's blonde," she thought as she chuckled dryly. "There's a full bath downstairs if you want," she said, and was startled by the feel of hands on her shoulders.
"I'd much rather share this one with you, baby."
Reese stood quickly, nearly throwing the blonde into the toilet. "I gotta get going. I have a busy day today. You have about a half hour till I leave. So if you want a ride, hurry up." She strode out of the room, leaving the blonde surely wondering what she had done wrong. What she didn't know was that Reese Corbett hated the morning after. Hated herself, hated her needs, hated small talk, and hated the women who thought so little of themselves that they would sleep with a stranger. But only for that next morning. It had taken years for Reese to realize the effect she had on people. Now, she used it to her advantage. Faith Ashford turned and fluffed her pillow violently for the fifth time. It had been 3 months, and still her internal clock refused to reset. When she took the job at the bar, it was temporary. "Just until I can land a juicy role," were her exact words. 3 months on the night shift and she was completely miserable. Not only did she hate her job, but now it had effectively sabotaged any chance she had at that juicy role. Looking like death warmed over from lack of sleep was definitely not the way to land the acting role of her dreams. "Ugh!" She threw herself on her side and squeezed her tired green eyes shut, willing sleep to take her. She allowed images of her family's beach house in the Hamptons to float behind her eyelids. She could almost smell the sea, reclining on the deck and watching the waves roll in. It was so peaceful, so quiet. Slowly, she drifted off with the imagined sounds of ocean and seagulls. Waiting for the signal to turn, Reese's hair whipped around her face by the crisp October wind. "It was almost time to put this baby in storage," she thought sadly, revving the Harley between her legs. She turned onto Greenwich Street on her way to the gym. If there's one thing in life Reese would admit to loving, it was her fat boy. It was the first thing she looked forward to when she woke up. She doted on that machine as if it were her child. Come September, she was on her way down south, riding with the warm wind, and nothing and nobody would stop her. She was already taking chances as it was. New York City was not the best place for a motorcycle, regardless of the weather. Now, with a club, she was forced to lock it away as the seasons changed. She was already looking forward to the warm weather. Circling the block for the zillionth time, Reese wasn't the least bit surprised that there wasn't a sliver of space in which to park her baby. Without a second thought, she pulled it to a stop on the sidewalk. After chaining it to her satisfaction, she bounced up the steps to begin her second favorite part of the day.